Okay, it looks like we're just after 2 o'clock. This is Mark Wilkes. I'm the chairman of the Core MPO Technical Coordinating Committee, and I'm going to call the June 18th, 2020 meeting to order. Just a couple of housekeeping things. First, if you have not already muted your audio, we would request that you mute your microphone at least until you need to speak. Since we are having our first virtual meeting, and since we also have some new staff working the meeting, I'm going to do a roll call basically so we can document our attendance. I'm going to go by jurisdiction. So when I call out your jurisdiction, if you would unmute yourself and state your name, I would appreciate that, and we'll get going here. First, City of Savannah. Who do we have from City of Savannah? Okay, hearing no one from City of Savannah. Chatham County.
Hey, Mark, this is Nathaniel, and I believe Pamela will be on if she's not on already.
Okay, Nathaniel, thank you. Pamela, are you there? Okay, we'll move on then. So next we have Chatham Area Transit. Who do we have from CAT?
So this is Ashley Goodrich.
Hi, Ashley. Anyone else from CAT? Okay, Georgia Ports Authority. Hearing none. Moving on, Savannah Airport Commission. I believe George is with us. Okay, moving on, Metropolitan Planning Commission.
Sorry, Mark.
That's
I'm
okay.
I'm muted myself, but George Federal, Director of Engineering.
That's okay. It's going to take a little longer to do the roll this way, but we need to document who's here. Okay, for Metropolitan Planning Commission, we have myself. Also, I'll let the rest of the staff introduce themselves.
Wakota Wong here.
Stephanie Rossi.
Jackie Jackson.
And also, we have Julie Yon, who you probably have met before, actually running the webinar. And Sally Helm will also be joining us, and she'll be doing the memo.
And Pamela Everett.
And hi, Pam.
Mark.
Yes.
Hey, it's Michelle Strickland with traffic. I was.
Oh, Michelle. Okay. Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah, I was muted. Sorry. Somebody just unmuted me. So thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Michelle. Well, hopefully, if we miss you in the roll call, we'll catch you in the registration or attendance. Let's see. So we did MPC. Next, we have City of Bloomingdale. Anyone from Bloomingdale? How about Garden City? Leon, are you representing Garden City, or how was that?
I can. Ron is supposed to be here, so we'll wait.
Okay, well,
Ron Feldner's on.
Okay, Ron. Okay. Anyone from City of Pooler? How about City of Port Wentworth? Town of Thunderbolt? Tybee Island? Town of Vernonburg? Richmond Hill? Effingham County?
Teresa Concannon's here.
Ah, hi, Teresa. And who do we have from Georgia DOT?
Hey, Mark, this is Byron.
Vivian Crensardis.
Okay, Byron and Vivian. Anyone else?
Oh, Ned.
Ned. Okay, hi, Ned.
Hey.
Okay.
Ned Anderson, Walker with the Intermodal Division.
I'm sorry, I think I talked on top of you. Could you repeat that?
No problem. Ryan Walker, T-Dot Intermodal. Ryan.
Do we have anyone from Bicycle Advocacy Group.
Hey, Mark, it's Kayla.
Bike Walk Savannah. Okay, hi, Kayla. And Coastal Regional Commission, anyone from Coastal Regional? Okay, that completes our roll call. It looks like we have a full quorum. So let's move into our first action item. The first action item is approval of the February 6th, 2020 TCC meeting minutes. Has everyone had a chance to review the minutes? And if so, do I have a motion to approve?
Hey, Mark, the minutes look good. The only change I have is that my name is actually spelled wrong a few places. So barring that, I move to approve the February 6th meeting minutes.
Is this Kayla?
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody sounds a little bit different on headset. Okay. We'll take a look at that. If we can find those, we'll correct them.
Yes. My name is spelled correctly in the first mention. And then it looks like most of the others, it's spelled C-A-L-I-A.
Okay. I haven't even had to correct the spelling of my own name in these same minutes, so. I understand. Sorry about that.
No worries.
We'll fix that. And then, okay, any other corrections to the minutes? Okay, is there a motion to approve?
I motion to approve. This is Wakoda.
Thanks, Wakoda. Do I have a second?
Second, George Fiddler.
Thanks, George. All in favor? We're going to have to vote by saying aye, and unfortunately, I think we need to do the roll call again. Or let's do it this way. Tell you what.
Well, we can always most vote of these by things are, typing in the chat.
Most of these things are agreeable to everyone most of the time. So if there are any, if there are anyone, let's vote. We'll take the ayes first. If anybody wants to abstain or dissent, we can let them state their name and then we will record the votes accordingly. Will that work for everyone?
Yes.
Okay. Sure. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Okay, is there anyone opposed? Is there anyone abstaining? Okay, the minutes pass unanimously. And then the next item number two is formation of study committee for the State Route 21 Access Management Study. We have received as of last month, the 27th, we received correspondence from Georgia DOT that they have set up a PI number and verified the funds for this study. So today, what I would like to do is take the names of volunteers to sit on the study committee. This would be an advisory committee that would work with the NPO and the project sponsor to review materials and provide feedback as the study progresses. And so we'd just be looking for some volunteers.
Mark, this is Ron in Garden City. I assume this is SR21 Garden City Access Study, correct?
That's correct.
Well, I will be happy to be on the study committee.
I think you're almost required. Thanks, Ron. Who else would like to participate?
George Fiddler, I'll do it.
George, okay. Anyone else? Anybody from the city, from the county?
Hello, Mark. I think JIRA Planning will also participate, or somebody from JIRA.
Okay. Whose name should I start with? Just go through Ned?
We can define that later because we, I don't know if it can be like it's a better option for traffic ops, you know what I mean, for planning.
Sure. Okay.
This is Kayla with Cyclone Savannah. I'd be happy to serve on that committee.
Okay. So that's 1, 2, 3. We got 4 plus MPC. That's about 5. Anyone else interested? I think there'll be another chance if anyone decides later they want to volunteer. I think we'll probably have another chance to jump on board. Okay, well, if there are no other volunteers right now, we'll consider that to be the list. Ron, George, GDOT, either GDOT planning or traffic ops or whatever.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
This is Nathaniel. Pam's audio is not working, but she said she would participate if you needed someone.
Okay, I appreciate that, Pam.
What is this noise?
Someone needs to mute, I guess. Okay, so that gives us a good list to start with. Again, I think we can add people to the list later if you know, if need be, if someone has to bow out, that works as well. The first thing that I'm going to be asking the committee to weigh in on will be the initial project scope and procurement process, which we'll be putting together here in the next few weeks. Probably want to have a meeting or two of just the steering committee or the project committee before the TCC gets together again, so that we can try to get this thing moving before I guess the next before the next meetings in 2 months. Just on a preliminary basis, I think that we could work during the summer on getting the RFP together, putting together the scope and sufficient detail for that to go out, run that by the advisory committees and the NPO board in August, hopefully, get that out on the street. And if all goes well, we may be able to announce the results of the selection process as soon as October. And that may necessitate this committee meeting sometimes up to every couple of weeks. It could be a virtual meeting or an in-person meeting, just depending on what's appropriate. For the time being, most of our meetings are virtual, and we may use something that's a little more visual like Zoom if we have to. But just want to give everyone the heads up that I'll be sending out some invites or maybe even some surveys to see what times work for everyone. But I'll work on pulling together a set of documents to start from, just as sort of a straw man for us to put out there and for people to look at and take apart and rewrite if they feel the need to try to get us going. And that's about all I have on that item. Let's see, where are we? Okay, and the next item we have on our agenda is amendments to the fiscal year 2021 Unified Planning Work Program. And
what is that? Mark?
Yes.
Mark, this is Vivian. So I was, I'm sorry to ask you, but we didn't mention a lot about the agenda, and because we're always looking up and trying to make sure that we don't delay the projects. We sent some information to WECODA about an ITS project that is very important for the region. And that project got approved for our board this morning. So we don't have all the information, but it's an amendment that I would like to be included in the agenda.
An amendment to the TIP?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a traffic operations project, but still we would like to, you know, just include it in this cycle.
Okay. Can you, when we get to the TIP item, can you talk us through it so we understand a little better?
Sure. I mean, WECODA has as much information as I do, but, you know, it wasn't officially approved until today. So that's why okay. She had, like, whatever we had. Yeah.
Right. I understand. I just want to make sure everybody, just for the good of the order, make sure everyone hears that. And apologize. I think I did skip. Julie has a, somebody has a little red box over that part of my agenda. So let me just, oh, something about network difficulties. That couldn't affect us. Yep, there it is. Approval of agenda. I skipped right over it. Well, since we're on a side, since we have segued to that, is there any other items that need to be adjusted on the agenda today? Okay, hearing none, we'll move right back into the action agenda. Amendments to the fiscal year 2021 UPWP by Coda.
Yeah, Julie, can you switch to my screen? Can anybody see my screen?
No.
No.
I thought as the panelist, I should be able to share my screen. Basically,
there is.
Okay, I will continue to talk. I cannot share my screen right now, but I'm going to talk about it. The fiscal year 2021 UPWP, we need to execute a contract for the PL and the TR pretty soon, probably in July and August. I just need, okay. Now show my screen. Now, can anybody see my screen now?
Yes, you're good.
Okay. So.
Yes.
Okay. That's the reason that we have to make sure that all the information contained in the current UPWP is accurate. So as Mark just mentioned, we applied for funds for the access management, State Route 21 access management study. We included this project, we included this study in the illustrative project, illustrative section of the UPWP, which is officially unfunded. But now, since we got the funds, we have to move this project into the funded section of the UPWP. So I'm moving that to the sub-element 4.13, strategic transportation studies. You can see I highlighted all that information in red. So in March that we got the project ID and we got the, awarded the funds, $150,000 in total. Federal portion is 120. And then local match to be provided by Garden City. So you have the project description over here. So we just need to move this State Route 21 access management study with the PI number to strategic planning transportation study section, to the funded section. This is one of the amendment. Another amendment is, okay, also this is the funding. Another amendment we have is the Chatham County requested that we probably in September, we will apply for funding for the State Route 307 corridor study. So before we apply for the funds, for the discretionary PL funds, we have to talk about all of the studies at least twice. So we're going to talk about this Stroud 307 corridor study at this meeting and then in the August meeting. And we also need to include this study in the illustrative studies or unfunded section of the UPWP. So this is what I included this information over here, as you can see. I think Nathaniel probably want to that give more details on this project or study. So if you have questions, and then we will just address those. And then after two discussions, and then after MPO board endorses, and then we can apply for the funds for this study in September. So basically that's the UPWP amendment. So just to move the State Route 21 access management study from the unfunded section to the funded section, and then add the State Route 307 corridor study into the unfunded section. And then we will use this table, updated table. So GDOT will use this table as the basis to prepare the PL and NTR contract. That's it. Any questions?
Looks pretty cut and dry.
Did anyone want to speak to the new 307 Carter study that we're adding? I think we're pretty clear on what the 21 study entails.
Nathaniel, do you want to like chime in?
Hey, this is Pam. Nathaniel gave me his, hang on.
Hey, y'all there? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, so it's going to be looking at just the entire 307 corridor in totality, starting at Ogeechee Road and going to SR 25 in Garden City, looking for any and all short-term, long-term opportunities for improvements to help us justify projects to GDOT in the future. So GPA is going to provide the local match, and if we get the planning funds, that'll cover the cost of the study.
Excellent. I think, yeah, we are talking about $200,000. So the local match will be $50,000.
Yes, and we're working now with GPA to come up with an MOU. You know, the county will be the local sponsor on paper, but GPA will reimburse us or pay us on the front end to cover that local match.
And the MPO will serve as the contracting entity.
Yes, it'll be just
GDOT. It'll be a shared experience in that sense. Contracting entity with GDOT for the funds.
I mean, I assume that's what y'all did with the SR21, but it would be the same agreements and partnership that we did on the airport study, as well as Jimmy Deloach at Interstate 16.
Right. For planning this study. For this source of funds. Correct. The MPO will be the contracting entity with GDOT, and what we did with the two studies that we just wrapped up, the airport and the I-16 Little Neck, was that we entered into an MOU with the sponsoring entity, was how we handled that. And so we'll anticipate doing the same thing with the State Route 21 study and with the Route 307 study as well. I did want to mention that I don't know what, Nathaniel, what is your sense of timing urgency with this? The next ask for these funds will be in probably late September, but my thought was that we could try to get a jump on things a little bit by going ahead and putting together the RFP package if we want to do that at the slight risk of not getting the nods for funds, which I think is probably not that great a chance that we wouldn't.
We would
tack that on as we're working with the other study committee on the other study. We could be looking at both of these because some of the MPOs do go to the PL committee with the full RFP package. That would just save us, you know, a couple of months after the award comes out.
I fully support that as long as we're not actually advertising for the contract.
If it's just
preparing it and it shows that we're taking, you know, we're committed to the project, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, what we would just need to do then at this meeting is to go ahead, just as we did for the Garden City State Route 21 Access Management Study, we need to go ahead and designate, I guess, a study committee.
Okay.
And then we could, you know, basically do the same process, put together an RFP package. And then that way, in late September, when we get the funding nod, as soon as we get the PI number notification from GDOT, we could advertise that thing immediately rather than, you know, have to then put it together. So
I think that's fine because the way development is continuing out there, the quicker we can get the study done and get a list of projects to the department to help fund future projects and improvements, it's only going to improve the operation and safety of that corridor.
Okay. Could I get some names to serve on that study committee? Again, this would be the entire State Route 307.
Pamela has agreed that she will be a part of that study.
Talk about Pam. I mean, she is so
cooperative. She's committed.
And committed. And diligent. And accurate.
She keeps applying for all these volunteer study things. She will be committed.
Well, yeah. And I'll just point out, too.
I'm my queen. I'm volunteering to my queen.
Tom or Vivian, okay.
Well, and it does touch, you know, that project would touch the jurisdictions of Pooler, Garden City, and Savannah in some form or fashion, so we'd welcome any participation from them as well.
Right. Could we, in that vein, could we get some participation from, well, obviously we don't have Pooler here today, but how about City of Savannah?
Mark, if Ron doesn't have any objections, I'll help out.
Okay.
Mark, I think, yeah, that's a good idea. Garden City will be happy to serve between myself, Leon, and others on staff. That's fine.
Okay. I have to, every time I talk to Leon, I'll have to ask him who is he representing right now.
Just Ron today, because he's the only one on the call. I know Michelle. But let's just go with Ron. We don't want Robbie getting jealous.
Well, we'll get a Garden City hat for Leon. He can wear it when he comes in representing us.
Okay. I see a baseball cap with about four brims on it, and you just keep turning it. Okay. So that gives us at least four people. That's enough to get started. And let's see, Leon, were you going to possibly represent the city, or we still don't have someone from the City of Savannah?
I mean, Michelle's on the call if the city wants. Are you like deferring to me, Michelle, or what? I guess silence is agreeance. I don't know.
It sounds like Michelle's agreeable to that. I'll just put your name down for now, and we can confirm or change that later if we need to. Okay, well, that gives me four names at least. Okay, so again, we'll be looking to find a time this summer to start putting that together. Let's see. So we're still on the UPWP. Any questions for Waikato? Okay, hearing no questions, do we have a motion to endorse?
Mark, oh, definitely. Oh.
Sorry.
Who was that?
George.
George, sure. Okay. George moved. Waikota second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Okay, and was anyone opposed or anyone dissenting? Abstaining, sorry. Okay, unanimously endorsed to the board. Next item is amendments to the fiscal year 2018 to 2021 TIP, also Waikota.
Okay, I did send out the TIP amendment report and post it to the website for public review and comment. And we are in the public comment period. But during the comment period, we can make any changes to the report with any corrections and comments. I think what Vivian talked about was the new project, and we were waiting for the GDOT board approval on that one. The report that I sent out contained TIP amendments for nine projects, as you can see from my screen. So Chumalini Park Trail, Durain Avenue, De Lesseps, and Brampton Road, Effingham County, Effingham Parkway, and Ogeechee Road, and the US 80 Bridges replacement, and Jimmy DeLoach Interchange improvements, and Priscilla Thomas Way. But I am working on updating this to include the number 10, which is what Vivian was talking about, I-95 from Florida state line to South Carolina state line, ITS. But we just need more details on this project, because for all these other projects, you can see we have the details, but for this number 10, we don't have it yet. So hopefully after this meeting, I will work out with Vivian on just adding some more information over here on this project. So now I'm going back to the TIP amendments that we originally sent out. And we, besides this highway amendments, we also have some transit amendments. So I'm going to go over each one of those pretty quickly. So for the Truman Linear Park Trail Phase 2B project, actually it's an administrative modification. Currently, the construction is in fiscal year 2021, but there's an update to the cost estimate. So the local portion of the cost will be increased by about $28,000. So as you can see, it has a 3-0 in funds, about $1 million, and with the local match, and then with additional local funds needed, about $28,000. So I did talk with Nick Daffley. I think city is applying for another statewide fund, because this project got some funding from the state and then it was pulled. So now they're applying for that fund again, but eventually the city has to probably come up with some additional funds to pay for this $3,168,000. So for this one, we just did administrative modification, cost increase. Project Rain, this is a big thing. Project Rain, currently we have about $8 million, I think more than $8 million in current fiscal year 2021 for the right-of-way purchase, but the newest cost estimate increased the right-of-way cost by more than $8 million. So I'm not sure City of Savannah can come up with this money, but this is the additional funds that you would need to have.
The city has that money program, Marcota. Do the local extra in order to make the full right of way estimate of $17 million.
Yeah, that would be great. That will keep the project moving. My understanding is this project is still under environmental evaluation, right?
It is. The draft EIS hopefully will be published and start having PIOHs in the next couple of months.
Okay. So we are pretty sure about the right-of-way schedule in 2021?
Yes. Our timeline would have an April approval of the EIS, which means that we could roll off the rise right-of-way in this next fiscal year, 21.
Okay. So for now, we just have it in 2021. This amendment is just a cost estimate by more than $8 million for the right-of-way. And then for De Lesseps Avenue, basically the utility phase, we did an administrative modification for the utility phase because of some issues. I think GDOT was dealing with the city. The utility will totally paid by the city, and then the cost has increased by about $1.6 million. Now it's almost $2.9 million. So all of that will be borne by the City of Savannah. And then the construction cost estimate currently, I didn't receive any updates on the cost estimates for the construction, so we're still using the ones that in the TIP. So this project, we had it in fiscal year 2021, in fiscal 2020, with both Z230 funds and Z30 funds. So we sent a letter to GDOT to request this project to be moved, the funds to be moved with the project to fiscal year 2021. I haven't got any confirmation from GDOT yet, but we did request. And
just to tell you, the PM, they're showing that the funds have been shifted FY21. I know, okay. You haven't been official, but they have done that. And we're still, I still haven't gotten an updated cost estimate on construction. As soon as I get that, we asked about that again this morning, and I'll get one to you as soon as I can.
Yeah, I think for this TIP amendment, we can probably just use the current one, because I think pretty soon in July, we will start a new TIP development that will cover fiscal 2021 to 2024. So at that time, you probably will have the updated cost estimate. So we will have that updated information in the new TIP. But for this TIP amendment, we have to have the updated information as of now. So if GDOT has already moved the funds, Z230 and Z30 funds to 2021 with the project, that would be a good sign for now. The latest information is I don't think that we can have the project let in September. Is that right?
Right now, the management let date on it is actually April of next year, but it'll be earlier than that. I mean, we've already acquired all the right-of-way on the corridor and already submitted certification, so I'm hoping it'll come along a little bit. FFPR is what's killing me, but hopefully it'll get done sooner than April. But that's the management let date right now, April 21.
Okay.
I was just asking,
what's the FFPR date for that?
I wish I could tell you. Well, we've been trying to get it turned in for the last 6 months, I think. Right now, they were supposed to have the FFPR packet in by the end of this week. It's been moved 1 week. It's supposed to be in by the end of next week.
Okay.
Marquara, if I'm not mistaken, we're still missing like the call for projects from C230 and 301 that it was supposed to happen in April, right?
Well, if it's in April of 2021, that's still in fiscal year 2021, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even if it's shipped by, you know, we didn't know. I just look at in the external GeoPile to actually when I look the new let date. So, but it still needs to be shipped. And I don't know if, you know, like the system knows that we will need to balance these funds, you know, because it's over program as it is right now. And you know that the feds, they don't give us all the money sometimes that they say they will give us. So I think that we probably need to do more coordination or maybe on the next meeting to talk about this, you know, in general, all these funds. Because we are not really balanced right now.
So the current fiscal year 2021, you don't think the current fiscal year 2021 Z230 and Z301 funds are balanced?
Well, I don't know if the engineers and our system, you know, really move, how to say, they knew what they were doing when they moved this money. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna have to go and talk to OFM and talk to my statewide group that balance the money, and all is gonna be shift because of, you know, now we move from September to April. If it was in September, you know, the new tip will not be affected, but now it will. So we need to have some coordination. We need to make sure also the schedule is. It's fine, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we talked about it on the phone. So just basically, Leon, I think the city needs to coordinate with the GDOT project manager on this project and let us know what you need from us and give us the details. On the schedule, on the cost estimates, and then we will figure out what we need to do to help you.
As soon as I get my hands on all that stuff, Cody, I'll get it to you.
Okay.
Vivian, what do you recommend that we do for today?
Well, that is the hardest question I had the whole week.
I guess obviously we can make amendments in the coming year, but just what can we do today that would put us in the best position?
I don't know. Like, I don't I'm gonna see I'm gonna ask Tom if he wants to say something because this is probably above my paycheck.
Is there a chance that we'll have more information before the board meeting next week?
You guys, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, this is pretty clear. So again, the shift happened, just so you guys know behind it, just because our system says it shifted to 21, that's not balanced. And normally that's not how the way it's supposed to work, okay? Because you guys know, you guys, every year we do the TIP, we tell you, or like we did, how about this? You know what we did with the HIP funds, where we showed you how much was available, right?
Mm-hmm.
Z23 is the same way. So right now, for FY21, we're not seeing that there's money available to cover that much money moved into 21. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. We're with you.
So the shifting that folks see, or if they talk to an engineer, that was done by an office that kind of needs their hands smacked a little bit, because they don't understand that this is your money to control and that we tell you how much you have to play with each year. Mm-hmm. That makes sense? So it hasn't been vetted. We could have accommodated when the original let date that I was told was September, we could have squeezed it in under the 18 through 21 TIP, right? Mm-hmm. But now the shift from September out to April, that throws you into the 21 through 24 TIP. Because you do that, the finances change. That's the easiest way I can put it. So
right.
The 21 letting for this, an FY 21 construction year, should have a huge question mark beside it. Okay, because the MPO staff will still need to go through and I'll show them how much FY21 Z230 Z301 money is available to use, right?
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm seeing those numbers really early, and you've got call for projects looking for Z230 and Z301, and you have this one be kind of like it missed its flight. And this is an analogy. I'm almost done babbling. This is an analogy I've given y'all before. It's like, you know, if you it's the day before Thanksgiving and you miss your flight, you don't automatically get rebooked onto the next flight because the next flight is full.
I'm sorry, Tom. That depends on how nice you are to the flight, the gate agent.
Well, I mean, if the next flight is completely oversold, there's nowhere to put you, and they won't let you sit like in the bathroom on the toilet. I mean, you don't automatically make the next flight, and it all has to do with dollars. So, sorry, I'll stop babbling if you guys want questions, but this needs to have a huge question mark by it, because missing 2020 and then missing a September 2020 revised date that I was told just really put a goose above the hot water.
And maybe if you understand that also, you know, the federal year finished in September. So that's one of the stuff that, you know, they shift the money that we can have.
Don't worry about that. Again, this is, mm-hmm. this is again, put somebody looking for their next flight. And unless somebody kicks somebody else out of a seat, you don't automatically get rebooked on the next flight. So that's the simplest way I can do it. I just want to make sure everybody understands. I'm glad Vivian texted me, asked me to get on here. The shift again that happened, the PMC is 21, but again, that's a naughty knot. That doesn't mean that anything's been approved and the money.
Well, so the one thing I will say, Tom, is that FFPR is the problem with it. And since they don't have the packet, they can't, I mean, it just bumps out the schedule hard. Now the schedule will improve in a huge way. Once we get that piece done, I'm honest with you, I don't think that an end of September of the federal fiscal year is going to be doable. I mean, but we'll just have to, I guess as locals, if we can all just talk about what the call for project group is and see what we can do. I mean, because if this is the case, then the city needs to know that now, such that we can just stop the madness that we're in. With trying to produce the project. I mean, all the right of way has been bought. All the demolitions have been done. It's in a little bit of a backwards way is what's happening with this project. And you know, sorry I couldn't have helped it before, but this is just where they ended up.
Okay, yeah, and I want to come back to Mark's question. What do we need to do today about this project? Grab it from the TIP amendment report?
Again, I'm hearing that you're not going to make a September letting, right? The assumption here was a September letting. So if you do this, it won't mean anything. You will technically be over programmed for FY21. Now knowing that it's going to be an April letting. So do you need a follow-up call on this? But again, passing this won't do anything, and it'll imply that FY21, that it has its money in FY21. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because FY 2021 money, 0-30 has already been allocated to Project Rain. 3-0 money have already been allocated to Millennium Park Trail Phase 2B. So we don't have, yeah, unless this money are moved to fiscal 2021, definitely we really cannot have this project in 2021. That's what you're saying, right?
Well,
again,
go ahead.
Hi, sorry. When I know we were trying to look at the HIP funds today, when are we going to look at the copper projects for the Z230 and the trailer?
Probably in July, because we will start the new TIP development in July. So when we did the call for project for Z230 and 301, we were asking that you apply for the funds in 2022, 2023, and the 2024, because the 2021 funds are already accounted for.
Okay. I was just wondering if we needed to put this off until then. Delessive.
Yeah, that's what I get today. So we probably need to, at this moment, we probably need to like put it, basically delete this project from, delete UTL and the construction phase from the current TIP, because they probably will be in 2022 or something. Okay. So we can deal with it during the next TIP update. So we don't have to worry about this TIP amendment now, because there are so many uncertainties.
I agree with that. So you need to free up the utility money, correct?
Utility right now is all local.
Yeah, that's gone, Tom.
Okay. Yeah. So what I'm saying is, what will stay on this needs to stay on here for this project is the amendment to the utility phase. That's what you need to handle today, this and next week, right?
Utility, we would just move it to fiscal 2021 and with all local funds.
Exactly, and you're freeing up the Z230 that was spoken for in FY20, correct?
Yeah, and then I think during the next fiscal 2021 to 2024 TIP development, I think your financial department will have the updated figure for us for all those 4 years, and then we will see what additional project we can accommodate if we have additional funds in fiscal 2021. Because currently in fiscal 2021, all of the Z230 funds have been allocated to Project Rain, and all of the Z301 funds have been allocated to True Millennium Park Trail Phase 2B.
So, Wakota, you have a little bit of a typo in what you present. I see on the screen that's confusing folks. You see? No, I see it. No, you're right. Okay. The first two lines are what people need to look at, right? The UTL lines, correct?
Yes, yes. UTL, yes.
Yes, that will be the action today. And the construction, and we can have a separate call about that. I can get in more detail, you know, like tomorrow or whatever, so that you guys know more detail and I can talk about in more detail. And I'm sorry I have to be the bad guy, but I was just hearing people assuming, I want to have this conversation now before we get to next week with elected officials, that there's right now, there's no guarantee this money for construction is available until we all get together and nail it down. Thank you.
Yeah, so I think today probably we would just, TIP amendment would be to move the utility phase to fiscal 2021 with the local funds, and then move the construction phase to later than 2021. So that would be like move the construction phase out of the TIP. Would that be all right?
You can if you want. I just know that again, right now if you say 2021, huge question mark.
Yeah.
So your action should be to vote on the utility phase amendment. Construction, you just say you're taking that off the agenda, and you can present that next week like that. And by then, if you want to have a quick meeting, just let me know. We'll set it up to go through the specific project and the construction and start brainstorming and give you guys a little bit more information. If somebody at the policy gets really excited and wants to know really details, how about that?
Yeah.
Quick question about the construction.
Yeah.
If we leave it as it is right now in 2020, are we leaving money on the table that hypothetically could have gone somewhere more productive or useful this year?
Does anybody have a phase of a project that can be authorized in the next?
Well, I know we're in a bad position at this point because we don't have much time left this year, but something happened sooner. So basically we're leaving that money on the table at risk.
It's still earmarked. It's still earmarked in your pot, right?
Okay. Yeah, it's just we don't know which year it will be allocated to.
But Tom, if there's something on the short that can utilize before September or authorized before September, then it could be used, right?
Look, that's a ball of wax, and that's what I suggest maybe a separate discussion.
We can talk later. That's cool. Let's not hold everything up for this, but I want to talk to you about some options.
Yeah, and maybe the analogy again is, you know, again, thanks for letting me use my airline analogy. It usually clears it up because that's pretty much it, you know. You can't talk to the gate agent, but I'm your gate agent, and I can't do that. Because the next, you know, it's not that I like you. I just can't do that.
I know you don't like me. It's all right. It's okay. Bump me.
You know? Go get a drink at the bar and come back later, you know? What they tell people at the airport.
Okay. For today's agenda, I'm going to keep the utility phase in the amendment report and then move the construction to later years. And until we find a solution.
Correct. And I'm going to interject here at this point. I've had requests from our notes takers and the folks running the meeting to please identify yourself when you speak, because we do have new staff working the meeting and they're not familiar with everyone's voice. I can recognize most of you. I'm sure Wycota can as well, but just to make sure that we document the minutes clearly, if you would just state your name when you speak.
Okay, now I'll just move on to the next project, Brampton Road Connector. Basically, the construction and utility phase have big cost increases. The construction has more than $5 million cost increase. Utility phase has more than $8 million cost increase. So, but they will still be in 2021, use House Bill 170 funds. Effingham Parkway, we also have dramatic cost increase for the construction. Utility phase, there's a small cost increase from almost $600,000 to $650,000, so about $50,000 more. But the construction, as you can see, the local portion jumped from $3.6 million to almost $12 million. So we are moving this project to longer range. I mean, probably 2022, 2023 at this point. So basically, we're deleting the construction utility phase in the current TIP from 2021. Ogeechee Road widening. Oh, not Ogeechee Road widening. Okay, yeah, it is Ogeechee Road widening. Ogeechee Road widening. The construction has a dramatic cost increase from $16 million to $25 million, so $9 million cost increase. And the utility phase also has a cost increase by more than $2 million. So we are moving both to longer range. It shows long range is actually might be like 2022 or 2023. So we are basically deleting the construction and utility phase out of the current TIP. And then the next one, this is the US 80 Bridges Replacement Project. GDOT proposing to add additional preliminary funds, about $1 million, House Bill 170 funds in fiscal 2021. And at this point, the right-of-way currently in fiscal 2020, it won't make it. So we are going to move the right of way out to longer range. And then my understanding is this project will be divided into three different pieces. And then each one of those will address a small portion of the roadway system. So we will still have more information to learn about this project. So at this meeting, we will just add a new PE phase in fiscal 2021 and then move the right of way phase to the longer range. And then as we talked about that, we have to obligate the HIP funds pretty soon. So we did the call for project and we got the three applications. So as you can see, Tybee Island, US 80 bridges replacement ranked number one. Chatham County I-16 at Jim Deloach Interchange ranked as number one as well, tied. And then Garden City's signal project ranked number three. And then this is the funding request that we have received. So since the US 80 bridges replacement won't need the funds in fiscal 2021, the other two will. So we decided, I have corresponded with you through email that we will fund the preliminary engineering phase for the I-16 at the Jimmy Deloach Interchange and then the Garden City signal project. So that's why I include those into this TIP amendment report. So the I-16 at the Jimmy Deloach Interchange project, that we will just add the PE phase. The total is about $2.4 million. So the HIP funds will be $1.9 million. And then the Priscilla Thomas Way, the PE phase we added to fiscal 2021. The total is $250,000, and the HIP portion would be $200,000. And these HIP funds are immediately available for obligation, so we really want to spend them. We don't want them to lapse. So that's why I think we communicated through email, and this will be the two new project and two new project phases to be added to the fiscal year 2021. And then, as I talked at the beginning, we will have another one. The I-95 Florida, that's why I still need some information. But basically for this amendment, we'll probably just add some Z001 funds, $165,000 in fiscal 2021. Because it's an ITS project, it should be consistent with the operational improvements in the 2045 Long Range Transportation Plan. So we don't have to do a 2045 Long Range Plan amendment for this one. So we can just add this because we have the set aside. So we can just add this. I just need more information from GDOT so that I can complete this report. And those are the highway portions. So we have nine projects to consider. And the transit portion is a little bit complicated. So I will ask Terry to help me with this. So basically what happened is, I probably will just go over here. This is easier to compare. So for all of the transit programs, except this 5307, so you can see the 2018, 2019, 2020, all those funds have been obligated. So we're good on that. Fiscal year 2021, we have the current one, we have $6.7 million in total. This is the estimate. But now CAT actually got the FTA apportionment. The apportionment is actually $6 million instead of $6.7 million. So Terry actually did some manipulation over here so that allocate all those funds into each of these programs. So far, 2018, 2019, 2020, the 5307 are the only part that have funds obligated. So the only update is to replace the estimates over here with actual apportionment. For all the other programs, none of the fiscal 2020 funds have been obligated. So we just need to move them to the fiscal year 2021 so that CAT can start to apply, prepare for the package, application package, so that they can apply for the funds. But with the details, I probably ask Terry to go over them with you.
Terry, okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, so this is Terry Harrison from CAT. So we are close to getting the remainder of these funds obligated through the FTA TRAM system. We just need about 30 to 60 more days And so that's why we have to roll them. They're all in process and all but finished and ready to go. But of course, we need just a little bit more time and we have to keep them in the tip. The only funds, and I don't know how far you want me to go, Lakota. Do you just want me to go through the GDOT piece of it too?
I think just because I have this current one, for example, 5307H. We have the current one.
Yep.
And then we have the updated one. So just explain what updates are.
Okay. So on the 5307H, that's our ferry boat discretionary. We're rolling a prior year award for a ferry boat, and we are adding another ferry boat award. So the FY21 will cover both discretionary awards and cover us when the FTA gets ready to push execute on that grant.
So basically,
go ahead.
Terry, this $1.6 million is newly awarded funds, right? And this is 3.2 over here has been moved from fiscal 2020 to fiscal 2021. Is that right?
So the 3.2 is that West End Dock project, and yes. The 1.6 is new funds, we're adding those.
Okay, this
the
3.2
is rolling over. That's the West End ferry dock and maintenance building construction on Hutchinson Island. And over this past fiscal year, we've been working with FTA on the NEPA and the SHPO. And as soon as we get a determination from them on if there's any mitigation measures that need to be done, then we can move forward with that fairly quickly. But that 3.2 is a prior year amount, and it represents that West End Dock and Maintenance Facility Award.
Okay. The 1.6 is the new money that it got awarded.
New money. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. New money since the last tip. Yes.
Okay. And then the 5337, we basically just roll over fiscal year 2021 funds to fiscal year 2022, and right? And also make some corrections to using the actual allocation, right?
Yes. So, of course, by now in February, they announced all the annual apportionments. So we've rolled over the prior year and we've added the actual apportionment for this year. And we've also combined all of these amounts and have started internally, we have a program of projects, and we've also started the work with FTA to get all of these combined into one grant. So we feel confident that we'll get all this obligated in the next few months. And it also includes the current year. So it's 2017 through 2020 of our 5337. And for us, that's fixed guideway for the ferries. So
okay.
Ferry boat rehab money.
Okay. And then move on to 5339. We just basically, I think.
This is the other section of program funds. It's for bus and bus facilities, and it's the same explanation. We have a grant in process that will cover not only the prior years, but also the current year apportionment. And we will use this for facilities enhancement, an ITS replacement, and additional vehicle fleet replacement purchases.
We have vehicle. We actually have $0 over here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was reading the description. So for these funds, it's the ITS replacement and facility reconfiguration.
Okay. So basically,
so it's year 17, 18, 19, and then we're adding the current year apportionment.
We're adding current year apportionment and then move the 2020 money to fiscal 2021 and then reallocate all those just to facility enhancements and ITS.
Yes.
And not to vehicle purchase. Okay.
Right. Sorry. Yep.
Okay.
That's vehicle good. Purchase is the next one, the 5339C. Sorry for the confusion.
Okay. And then the next one, 5339C.
Yes. So this is our 2018 LONO grant, and we were also awarded an additional 1.8 in federal low and no emissions funds for 2020, just recently, over the last couple of months. So we've rolled the 18 and added the 20.
Mm-hmm.
And we are combining this money with the very last piece of the state road and tollways money to complete our first purchase of the electric buses, 6, and then to add another electric bus, chargers, and mobile generators.
So we, in fiscal 2021, we are just using the additional awarded low emission money plus the 2020 rollover, right?
2018 rollover, and then I think it's been within the last 30 days that we were awarded the additional 2020 money.
And then the next one, this is the ferry boat formula program. This is the number that actually I was talking with Ryan as well. So this one we need to add the PA number. So I actually probably have already worked on it. So I have already added in the PA number.
Yep.
I think, yes. So I added the PA number over here. So this is the request from GDOT Intermodal that we need to add this. But basically some of the funds, we lost some of the funds in previous years. So what is available to us, we are trying to program in 2021, which is $660,000, right?
Correct.
Okay.
So it's 2017, 2018, and 2019 FHWA ferry boat discretionary.
Okay.
And it totals the, what is it, 660 and some change? 660,
716. Yeah. So basically just correct the amount over here in fiscal 2021. And then for
correct.
The other, yeah, for the M301, we just moved 2020 money to 2021. No amount change. And then
correct.
For the M230, it's the same way. We just moved 2020 money to 2021. And
yep.
then for the other one, vehicle purchase and ITS, it's the same way. We just move it to fiscal 2021. Plus, there's some additional funds over here, flexed funds.
So tell me the section number right there at the end.
No,
Z230.
Currently in 2020, we have about 5.23 million. But in 2021, if we move that all to 2021, it's like $9 million something. So it's more than the 5.23 million.
Okay, so I was looking at the schedules I prepared, and we were just trying to move the FY 2020, the $5,237,033,
mm-hmm.
to 21. We didn't add the 2021 estimate to the 5.2. We just rolled the previously awarded funds into the current year.
So in that case, there's some kind of errors, I think, in this table, in this updated table. Yeah, I think, Terry, we need to take a look at this Z230 flex funds for vehicle purchase and ITS.
Yep, I'm looking at the source document that I generated when we started with this a week or so ago,
mm-hmm.
and all I'm seeing is the $5,237,000, and I'm trying to reconnect to your screen. Okay, I've got it. Hold on. So on your screen, I see the 5.2372. So where's the 9 million? I'm confused.
On my screen, I have this flexed Z230 funds. In 2020, we have $5.237 million. But you give me the updated table, it suddenly becomes $7.79 million. I don't think this table is correct.
I see it now. I see what you're talking about now. Yeah. Let's correct that because my source document just shows the FY20 rolled to FY21.
Okay.
We're going to have to correct that.
Yeah, we need to correct this one after this meeting.
Yep.
Okay, so basically that's all of the transit tip amendments. So there are a bunch. Since we advertised for the...
Hey, Dakota, I just remembered what the addition is. Hold on. There was an extra allocation for our intelligent transit system of $796,610. But we can still talk about it offline.
Yeah.
There was some extra money added from a reallocation. That's where that number comes from. But we'll talk about it offline.
Yeah. So these are all of the highway and transit TIP amendments. During the comment period, we received the comments from Jill Hickson. She is in support of the Chumalini Park Trail Phase 2B. She's in support of De Lesseps Avenue, and she's in support of the bikeway and pedestrian accommodation on US 80 project, US 80 bridge replacement project. And then we got another comment from George Fiddler, who is against the current concept for the US 80 bridges replacement. I think he wants like four laning. So we'll just convey this to this committee and also convey the information to GDOT. So those are the comments that we have received so far, written comments. So the comments are still coming because we're still in the comment period. So at today's meeting, I would just ask the TCC to endorse the proposed TIP amendments with the correction to be made to these tables, and then also for the like De Lesseps with the motion that we already made. We keep the utility phase to 2021, move the construction to longer range.
I'm sorry to interrupt you once more. I just want to make sure that we are, I'm Vivian. I think that everybody will recognize the accent, but yeah, my apologies, Mark. I want to touch again about the HIP funds, because remember that this project has been, you know, splitted and it's coming with a new TIP. The city of Tybee applied for funds for right away, and I just want to make sure that, you know, we're not forgetting about it and that they will receive funding for the right away, but, you know, probably like in the next fiscal year, not 21, but 22 and then 23. So I just want to make sure that we know that, you know, we are not forgetting about them because they were also number one in the rankings.
Yeah, I think that's what we put in this report for the Tybee project. As you can see in this report, I actually did put the HIP funds, and local for the right way, but it's just the long range and it's to be determined.
Okay, very well, Waikota.
So this is Tom. So when you're motioning, we're also approving HIP money for, could you go back to your HIP table and like, you know, highlight the little cells where you're putting the money just to help us, like make it yellow or something, whatever the cell is, so we can see, okay, that one's getting this amount in this year, and this, so we can all just clearly see it, please. Thank you.
Yeah, this is Tybee actually applied for this money in 2022, as you can see. So we are allocating probably some HIP funds to 2022 for this project for Tybee, but in 2021 we are allocating to the Jimmy DeLoach I-60 interchange PE phase and then Garden City PE phase, as you can highlighted over here.
PE, the two that I see, and the right away. For the projects that are being split, that's what's being in this motion, right? Being approved, correct?
What do you mean?
I'm your wording doesn't make it clear that the HIP money is being approved for the right of way for US 80 for the splits that are coming in about a month.
Yes. Yes. So we in fiscal 2021 we programmed the PE phase for the I-16 at Jimmy DeLoach and then the Garden City signal. Rest of the HIP funds will go towards US 80 bridges replacement in later years. Yes. It is one of the, yes, it's included in one of the actions here today.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yeah, I have a question, Mark. George Fiddler.
Go ahead, George.
What happens to the comments you get? Is any action taken with on them? Is there any discussion or how does that work?
Normally, when we receive the comments, we forward them to the project manager who's dealing with the project so for their consideration. Because the MPO, we cannot answer for those design questions. So we just, I mean, as for your comments, I can forward them to GDOT. But that's it. That's for their consideration.
I would just like to have a chance to discuss them with somebody. I don't think we're headed down the right path on the Highway 80 widening project.
George?
Highway 80 improvements project.
Could I interject here? This is Pam.
Pam.
Yeah, Pam.
George, I was just wondering if did you by any chance look at what Mark sent as far as the approved concept report for the bridges? What I'm getting at specifically is I looked at the typical section for the bridge, and we have a 10-foot bike lane, a 12-foot travel lane, and a 2-foot buffer on each side. So the width of the bridge is 48 feet wide. So you basically have your four lanes. It's just not.
I can live with that. That's fine.
Okay.
Right. I mean, it appears that the concept still references the recommendations that came out of the planning study and that this committee has previously reviewed, if I'm understanding your concerns correctly.
Well, my concern was what we discussed, I thought, is four-lane bridges and Pam's answer to that question. And then you got two lanes on the causeway. If you got two 8-foot drivable shoulders, then you've got four lanes all the way, which would be fine.
I believe they were showing 10-foot shoulders, if I'm not
mistaken. That's even better. That's even better. Okay. All right, I'll be quiet.
Okay, so the requested motion was to endorse the TIP amendments that Wicoda has presented with the corrections, which were what they said.
This is Pam.
Go ahead.
I was going to make a motion. So moved. But if you have more discussion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Okay, is anyone opposed? Is anyone abstaining? Okay, the motion passes unanimously. That brings us to other business, and I believe I made another mistake earlier when I was doing the roll call. I neglected to include our non-voting advisory committee member agencies along with that. So I'm going to ask if we have any non-voting advisory members present with us today. And I have someone.
Anne-Marie Day Federal Highway.
Sorry, Anne-Marie. I thought about that, but didn't have a good chance to get back to it. I've got people. Okay. People keep coming in my office and trying to grab my attention. Anne-Marie, do we have anyone from FTA? Or anyone else from, let's see, I believe we have GDOT Intermodal, no FTA, Army Corps of Engineers, anyone else? Okay, we'll get back to the agenda, and the next item is status reports. The first status report will be by Stephanie, the congestion management process update.
Hi, all right. Can you guys see my screen yet? There we go. Hold on, let me get that set up. Wait, as we're switching over. Okay. Are you seeing the presentation in front of you?
Yes, we are.
Okay, good. It didn't ask me what screen I wanted, so I was like, what, it's supposed to ask me a question. Okay. Sounds like there's a little protest market walking by our office right now. So if you hear a little like background noise of shouting. But, so I just wanted to give a really quick update today on the congestion management process. Many of you participated in the last one we did, which was about 2017. This is a project that we do, and it helps inform the long range plan. So as we just wrapped up the long range plan, this would be informing our next long range plan that we'll be working on in the next 4 to 5 years. So let me just real quickly remind everybody, if you don't remember what the congestion management process was, this is one of our federally required documents that we produce to inform our planning process. We start out with developing objectives and defining a network. So that would be looking at our roadway network and our modal network and looking at what we want to include in this, in the congestion management process. It's typically multimodal in nature, and we develop performance measures that are also multimodal. We don't just look at the highways. We try to look at you know, transit and other options, non-motorized, other things. So then after all we do those pieces, we collect the data that's available to us, analyze and look at what the congestion problems are, and then identify mitigation strategies and assess those strategies and how they could possibly feed into our next plan update. And then there's also kind of this last piece here that's evaluating our strategy effectiveness, because we can all, it's kind of like a feedback loop. We can look at our last CMP, look at what strategies were recommended in that last one, and then see how effective those were. So that's kind of the final piece, and then the process starts over again. So just a quick reminder what it is, and then I wanted to start forming a working group that would be made up of subject matter experts such as yourselves. I would need help assisting with defining what the CMP network would be, selecting our performance measures, reviewing data, determining gaps in the data, and then helping assistance with identifying strategies. So if some of you served on that working group in the past, all of this information, of course, would still be brought to TCC as updates as the project moves along, but I did want to have kind of a pullout group that can kind of roll up our sleeves and just talk about the project itself rather than in a formal meeting. So the meetings would most likely coincide with the TCC meetings, and have kind of a preliminary schedule. This would be out starting, this is sort of considered a kickoff in here in June, and we would be working throughout the next year. It may, depending on data availability and resources that are tapped into, this could actually move along faster. But I kind of gave us a little bit of wiggle room through October 21. That was the last slide I had. If anyone has any questions But what I was really hoping to get from you folks today was volunteers. So I know, you know, Pam keeps jumping out there, but if there's anybody who is interested in participating, you can either chime in now or just shoot me an email or give me a phone call. I'll also send out a reminder email to everybody because there's a lot of people not here today that may be interested in helping out. So if there is anyone interested you want to speak up now, that's great. Otherwise, I'll start hounding you with email. Maybe start reaching out.
Well, Stephanie, this is Mark. I'll be happy to
yeah. Just
try to, you know, set a good example.
Okay. Okay.
This is Anne-Marie Day with Federal Highway. I'll also help with that.
Okay. Thanks, Anne-Marie.
I volunteer Nate for this, but no, seriously, thank you. Thank you, Stephanie, for the initiative. You know, it was already in UPWP, but yeah, it's good. So someone from GW will also be there.
All right, you guys can coordinate now. You'll keep in the loop. Okay, I'll probably end up reaching out to a lot of folks, regardless of whether you just volunteered or not, because you may be my source of data, such as the transit agencies. So we'll be looking for ridership data and any the city for any traffic data. So just keep that in mind. All right.
And this is Bren Dice from CAT. CAT should be at that table too, so we'd be happy to be on that committee.
Okay, thanks, Bren.
You're welcome.
Excellent. Okay, any other volunteers? Okay, is that the end of your presentation, Stephanie?
Yeah, that was it.
Okay, thank you, Stephanie. The next item on our agenda for status report is the fiscal year 2020 UPWP budget adjustments, and this is Wicota.
Okay, I need to share my screen again.
And it just slipped me an attendee list, so I know everyone who's out there.
Okay. Basically, this is the end of the fiscal year 2020. In order to facilitate the PL and the TR contract closeout, we have to make sure that all the information presented is correct, because we occasionally do budget adjustment requests. And for this year, we actually did a budget adjustment. We actually did two budget adjustments, one for the highway portion, as you can see over here. So the total amount don't change. It's just that we are allocating the funds between the subtasks. So for example, we know that we will have, as you know now that James left us, so we have to like replace him. So that will probably add in the cost for the operations administration. So we need more money in there. Since we are not going to develop a new TIP, for example, so we're just doing the TIP amendments. So we don't need that much money in the TIP. So basically just make some adjustments between the programs. And then for the TR budget adjustment, we also, for the same reason that we are not going to have a new TIP, so we reallocate some of the funds to the transit paratransit planning. And this is another thing that I want to probably ask CAT to help us. I think Stephanie as well, because we moved all these funds to transit paratransit planning to cover part of it is to cover the remix. So you really need to send your invoice to us as soon as possible. And then also for the staff work. So after I make all these changes, each program have updated number, as you can see. So under in the UPWP, under each program, we have a table. So we just need to update each table with the updated financial information. And the most importantly is the final table. It is the financial table, because this is the one that the GDOT will use, GDOT Intermodal and then GDOT Planning will use to close out the PL and the TR contracts. So this is just a housekeeping item, basically, for your information. That's it. Any questions? Okay, I guess I'm done, Mark.
Thank you, Wicota. No questions.
Okay. Where's the chairman?
It sounds like he was talking to somebody. I just knocked on his wall.
Oh, I was muted. Sorry, folks.
That's okay.
Sorry, folks. I don't know how long I was having a meeting by myself there. we have, oh, good. I think I hear Jackie, because the next item is hers. The Chatham County Savannah Comprehensive Plan Update Process. Jackie, are you there?
I am. I'm here.
Okay. Some of you may already know Jackie Jackson. She's going to, I guess, give you an update on the comprehensive plan update process, which has recently started here at MPC.
Correct. Can you see my screen there with the logo?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
We can
see.
Okay. I know we're at the end of the time here, so I'm going to make it pretty quick. But what I wanted to do was just keep you guys informed, and we'll make the same information update to the actual board itself as we move forward. But what I wanted to bring forward was the comprehensive plan update process that we are starting on. The comprehensive plan in itself is a process and a plan overseen by the Georgia Department of Community Affairs. However, each local government must prepare and adopt and maintain their own comprehensive plan and then implement the different strategies and goals within the comprehensive plan. And what I like to term it as basically this is a roadmap for a jurisdiction. And since the 1980s, the MPC has been in charge of updating the comprehensive plan for unincorporated Chatham County and the city of Savannah. The last update was done in 2016, so we are now starting on the process to update the 2021 plan. And let me show you this, actually. There are very specific requirements and elements that we call them within the comprehensive plan that are required to be discussed and laid out within that process. As you can see, there's quite a bit, but the one we're highlighting, of course, because we're here today, is the transportation element. And because we fall within a metropolitan planning organization, Chatham County and the city of Savannah are required to include that transportation element in its update process. There's a long list of other elements that are also included in that process, to include economic development, land use, of course, transportation, housing, and then we are actually kind of expanding our comprehensive plan and including more discussion topics around what we're terming quality of life. And that's including education and public safety, as well as natural resources and historic and cultural resources because of Chatham County. We feel that, you know, this is all a part of what we are, our makeup for the entire county. So we're really broadening that a little bit and going above and beyond including some additional elements. As we move forward, let's bring up this. This is our timeline that we're really working on. We're starting again a full year, almost a year and a half, to a certain degree ahead of the schedule. Our deadline for actual adoption is October 31st of 2021. Let me see if I can bring that up a little bit. Whoops, sorry. But there is a whole lot that's involved in this process. There's a great deal of community input and community outreach. We have to take everything before both City Council, Savannah City Council, as well as the Chatham County Commission, as well as the MPC Board. And with that, I wanted to make sure that we're also bringing everything forward to the MPO Board as well, because transportation is such a strong piece of this discussion, that I want to make sure we have all y'all's applicable plans and strategies and goals included in this latest update to the comprehensive plan. Of course, we're going to be working with Stephanie and Mark and Wycota and all the staff at the MPC, obviously, to include as much of, you know, the transportation element that we need to, and that has been put in place thus far. But I wanted to make sure that we're also reaching out to you guys and any outside entities as well to ensure that we've got, you know, any additional pertinent information included. We will have a pretty strong outreach process through this whole endeavor. Over the next year, we're looking at, of course, that's what this is rebranding the plan as a whole. It's Plan 2040, Advancing Together and Redefining Tomorrow. But we will have a dedicated web page, have a very transparent process, everything detailed online, community input surveys to include social media, some more of these fun virtual public meetings and other community forums. So you'll definitely continue to hear about it from me for sure. But I wanted to make sure, again, to put it out there for you guys so that you know it's one coming forward and that we will be requesting input from you guys, but also to ask for assistance. If there's anything that we're missing, please let me know. If you wanna get more involved, please let me know, all that kind of good stuff. And again, the big main key dates that we're looking at for final adoption are down here in the bottom of 2021, October. But as you can see up here towards the top of our schedule, we've already started on this process. We're in the middle of, you know, next month, we're really going to start having those public meetings where we speak to the MPC, the MPO board, the county, et cetera, and kind of going full force with this process. So again, if you have any questions, definitely reach out to me or anyone at the MPC, and we can, you know, answer any questions or give you more additional information as we move forward. And I think that's all I have.
And Jackie, just so you know, anything you do particularly well during this update, we will promptly steal for our next plan update.
That sounds fabulous. I'm fully on board with that.
Especially your online public involvement, any new document formats that you care to share.
Absolutely. Great. And we've got some great staff on board too, in our advanced planning group. That's, I think we're going to get a fresh take on this as well. And of course, like I mentioned, social media and public output and public engagement is going to be a big part of this. So we look forward to that. So stay tuned.
Just to tag on, this is not something exactly new. For many years, our transportation plans have been feeding the comp plan and vice versa.
Absolutely.
We're just trying to get it out there even more so this time and do a better job.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Jackie.
Thank you.
And that brings us to information reports. Do we have, is Byron still here for Georgia DOT?
Hey, Mark, I just want to ask something about the comp plan. We're really happy. Sorry, this is Vivian. We're really happy that this is going on. You know, we always like to have the newest and updated information. Do you have this schedule online?
We have right now, we have a placeholder on our website, and we're creating a whole new web page, landing page for it. But I will definitely get the timeline that I just showed you guys on that landing page for right now. We can send that out for sure.
I believe
Thank you, Ms. Jackie.
It's also one of the attachments. Agenda. Correct.
Yeah. Yep. If you need it immediately, you can get it from the electronic agenda online that we sent the link out for.
That's correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Information reports. Do we have Georgia Dot?
Hey, Mark, this is Byron. I just sent you my report.
I'm sorry, we're having trouble with your audio.
Can you hear me now?
Okay.
It's a little better.
Byron just sent me the report. I will bring the report to the screen, but I need to share my screen. Yeah, I need to share my screen.
You know, this is the first one of these online meetings that ran just as long online as it did in person.
Byron, can you see our report now?
I can. Can you hear me now?
It's not clear.
It's your not audio, clear.
Yeah, your audio is very, very.
Are you on a?
No, I got my headphones in.
Huh.
How about this? See, I mean, if you want to just like go through those projects, if y'all have questions, I can answer for you. And there's also a tab down there for the Acre project too.
Project status and active projects.
I think Byron's audio is kind of cutting in and out, but I think what he asked us to do was to take a look at the written status report that he provided, which is now on our screen, and to let us pose any questions to him since his audio is not reliable right now. I guess if anyone has any immediate questions, if you could type them into the chat box, that would probably be the best way that we could see them clearly and try to get an immediate response. Otherwise, we can follow up after the meeting.
Okay, does anybody have questions on any of these projects?
Did Mrs. Tom, did Byron, I didn't see it. I didn't catch it in the board meeting. Did they accept the bids for the I-16 307 DDI? Do you know?
Yeah, I think so. I think it went to Reeves and some conglomeration of Reeves and Infrastructure Consulting, something like that. So pretty much Reeves will be out there doing the construction work.
Cool. All I heard was that, you know, all the bids were accepted except for one, and I was hoping this wasn't one. I was hoping this wasn't the one. Thank you.
Yeah.
Can't unhear that.
Tom, I've got a question for you about 230 funds authorized for the DDI. Will those be authorized?
Those have already been authorized, I think, because those are fiscal year 2020 money
for
or 2019. Yeah,
We authorized. Yeah, those are going to all authorized for that first letting, the one that got rejected. But yeah, you know.
Oh,
yeah.
So they're still good.
Yep, should have been.
Okay.
And Makota, you're looking online. I'm sure checking. You saw it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm checking over here. Yeah.
It's just, I'm like 99.9. That's a yes, because yeah. So
okay,
good use of money. Thanks for bird dogging that. That's a great use of that money.
Yeah, in the TIP amendment report, if you see Appendix C, I actually deep check on each one of those projects. So this I-16 project, construction is programmed in fiscal 2020 and the funds have been authorized. So if it's authorized, yeah, you don't have to worry about it. You just have to use it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Any other questions? And there's also active projects over here. So it seems like Bay Street is open. Is that open 99%, Don?
Yeah, it seems like that.
Yeah. And then you can see the Jimmy DeLoach under construction, Islands Expressway Bridge under construction, 144 under construction. So any questions on any of these projects so Byron can answer them?
tell you what, I'm going to suggest that if during the rest of the meeting anyone does realize they have a question on one of the projects, just type it into the chat box, and that way we can see it, and hopefully Byron can see it as well, and you could just correspond that way. Hearing no further questions immediately, say we move on. Do we have a progress report from the City of Savannah?
Is Michelle still there?
I don't know. Okay, let's move on to Chatham County. Is that going to be Pam or?
Hello, yes, this is Pam. I'm sorry I didn't send it. I will send it right after the meeting so you'll have it for the NPO. But I won't go through all the projects. A lot of them are still the same as they have been. Quaco intersection is going on.
Just what the issue is between everybody right now. What HUB has responded back to EOA Mon about the online website.
Yeah, so there's
we just need to solve the UN bill.
Yes, and the sidewalks, I guess we've solved
The PD deal. Basically.
I cannot tell who's talking.
I think someone needs to mute themselves.
Yeah.
Goes down the road.
Okay, remember, folks, if you have a sidebar, please try to remember and mute yourself. Okay, Pam, I think you can continue. Maybe it was.
It might have been Pam's sidebar.
That's what I got out of that. Let's try Savannah Airport. George, anything to report?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Traffic's dropped off horribly, but it's slowly beginning to pick up now. As far as our projects, our overflow ramp construction is complete. Our FIS arrivals facility is complete. We're starting designing and running rental car expansion. We have designed a passenger checkpoint expansion that we'll be wrapping that up shortly. You'll see some construction out there on the ramp. We are replacing the underground fuel tank for our diesel generator because we're going to be expanding that's where the checkpoint expansion is going to go. So you'll see that construction. That's all. That's all I have.
Oh, sorry. Muting problem again. Do we have any of the other municipalities? Ron, do you have a report for Garden City?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hey, school board staff came in actually earlier this week for the first time and presented their site plan for the new Groves High School on 21. So the corridor study, the Wheat Hill Road, Priscilla D. Thomas Way project is all kind of coming together pretty well based on those meeting discussions earlier this week. So I think everything that we're kind of planning now and pulling together between the MPO, the city, and the school board is coming together pretty nicely.
What's their projected schedule for that school?
They're going to start demolition in August and have most of the property demoed by Thanksgiving or so. And then they're going to be awarding a construction contract later this year, first of next year. And then working towards a August of 2023 opening.
Okay. Yeah, that does put us in good position.
Mark, I just remind me of something. Should for the State Route 21 access management study, shouldn't the school board be one of the study committee members? They need to be involved.
Well, we could reach out to them, Ron. Can you get us your contact there, perhaps, as a starting point?
Sure. I'll be happy to give you my staff person that I deal with.
Okay, great. Great. We'll reach out to them and, hopefully they can help us. Okay.
Okay, that's all.
Thanks, Ron. Let's see. I don't believe we had any other municipalities. I don't think we had anyone else. That would bring us to, Kayla, do you have anything to report from Bike Walk Savannah?
So we did some of our bike and pedestrian counts over the last few weeks. Unfortunately, due to the pandemic, kind of our volunteer base has sort of dried up. So we'll hopefully have a little bit more luck in the fall. But I'm trying to do one or two more locations over the next 2 weeks. I've actually been out of the office for most of this week. So once I get those wrapped up, I'll send the numbers over. We definitely got counts for Wheaton and Waters, which is important because the bike lane was just recently completed there. So, and had a good number of people who were using it. And I can only anticipate that those numbers will go up once people start commuting back into downtown more often. Other than that, we've just been posting virtual rides and prompts for going out and walking. So feel free to share those with any of your social media crews, or if you want to join in, you can follow us at bikewalksavannah.org.
Mark is muted again.
I'll get better at this, I promise everybody, as the pandemic drags on. Is there anything to report from the Coastal Regional Commission? Teresa? Teresa Concannon, Coastal Regional Commission, any report?
This is Teresa. I'm with Effingham County, not the CRC.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Did you have anything to report for Effingham County? Sorry.
No, we're working on the TSPLOS list. That's all. That's all we've got going on now.
Okay, sorry. I'm working off of a list of jurisdictions, but it doesn't have anyone's name on it. So I'm surprised I made it to the end without making a mistake till now. Okay, very good. And we didn't have anyone from Coastal Regional Commission, I recall. Okay, so I think that's the end of our information reports. Do we have any other public comments? If there's anyone attending from the public that would like to make any comments, please raise your hand using the control pod. And I'm not seeing anybody. Okay, is there any other, let's see, two computers here, folks, sorry. Well, if there are no public comments, the next TCC meeting will be Thursday, August 20th at 2 p.m. We do expect it to be another virtual meeting. In the meantime, we will be reaching out to our study committees and probably scheduling some meetings between now and then to hopefully make some progress on those studies. If there's no other business.
Mark?
Yes.
One more time. do you mind? Yes, sir. Do you mind having me, Ned, and Tom McQueen for the upcoming informal meeting that we're going to have with the LESEPs?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not. Who is scheduling the meeting?
Remember when we were talking about that subject, we said we can have a call, right?
Call, right? I'd like to be on the call.
Yes, please. No, I'm just talking about the people from GDAT. I was giving you, if you can, make it possible even as soon as possible, even tomorrow, so we can, kind of like talk it out with everyone that is involved.
Okay. Yes, that would be great. We could set up a conference call or even a Zoom meeting.
Yes, please.
Whatever makes sense. Okay. We'll see how quickly we can make that happen.
Thank you.
Okay. We've covered other business, but any other business? Hearing none, I'm going to call the meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody.